You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Pronk Pop Show. Today I want to do a little follow-up on yesterday's show because today Hillary Clinton gave a speech at Planned Parenthood, which is interesting because both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton over the years have been big supporters of Planned Parenthood. And at the beginning of Hillary Clinton's campaign, near the beginning, Planned Parenthood, for the very first time in their entire history, endorsed Hillary Clinton. So Planned Parenthood and Hillary Clinton are on very good terms. She won the Margaret Sanger Award, and I got into a little bit of that yesterday. Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood. Actually, there was a prior organization. They changed the name to Planned Parenthood. And she was very active in the eugenics movement, was a progressive. And the eugenics movement, not all, but many of the people that supported the eugenics movement, in its essence, were racist. They were trying to, over time, decrease the population of blacks in the United States. That was one of their goals. And Planned Parenthood is succeeding because they're the leading provider of abortions in the United States. Approximately a third to 35%, it varies from year to year, of all abortions in the United States are black babies. And it's by far the leading killer of blacks in the United States. The most dangerous place for a black baby is to be in the womb of a black woman because you have institutions like Planned Parenthood, and there are other abortion clinics. That's what we're talking about here. Will, for a fee, abort your baby. There are approximately 3,000 abortions performed every day, of which about 1,000 are on black babies. Between 600 and 700 are on Hispanics. And when you consider the number of abortions that have been performed since the Supreme Court decision in 1973 of Roe versus Wade, the total number of black babies that have been killed is over 15 million. That's a lot of babies, folks. You see, abortion is not rare. It is not rare. It's common. And the United States is one of the leading countries in aborting its children, unborn children. We actually have a more, well, I'll call it a progressive attitude towards abortion. We're not as strict as many countries in Europe are. What it amounts to, if you take the long view, the long perspective, it is very much black genocide. Yet you hear, or seldom hear, anything said about it on your nightly newscast. You would have to look long and hard. And it doesn't reflect well, I think, on either the president or the Democratic Party and its presumptive nominee for the president, an historic first, the first woman, that why they would lead you to believe that they truly care for children. That's really not the case if you closely examine it. Right now, I've been doing prep for this show that a number of what I would call propaganda pieces, and all candidates are going to do this, Democrat or Republican candidates are going to do that. They're going to have very positive, feel-good videos. And Hillary Clinton, apparently has several that they're starting to publish on YouTube. Some of them have been out already, but I'm sure we're going to see a lot more to give you a warm, fuzzy feeling about Hillary Clinton, to make you think she's really a nice person, really, really nice person, and she cares. She cares about children. Well, that's the impression you get, and some people are fooled by it. Other people with very long memories are not easily fooled. You see, there is a cover-up going on, and I'm not talking about emails and Hillary Clinton's handling and destruction of over 30,000 emails. Many of those were government documents, but some were not government documents, but there was evidence of crimes. Sometime between now and next January, as far as I'm concerned, the sooner the better, but at some point, the FBI director, the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, will be making a criminal referral to the Department of Justice, requesting that Hillary Clinton, recommending that a federal grand jury be established, assuming one isn't, and indict and charge Hillary Clinton for dozens of counts under several federal statutes, as well as perjury, lying to federal agents, namely FBI agents, lying in testimony in front of Congress, and it's not just her, it's her staff, obstructing justice. But the serious charges are the destruction of government records, which is a crime, and the mishandling of highly classified information. And then the Justice Department will have time to evaluate that. And they will take their time. There will be no rush to judgment or rush to indict Hillary Clinton, because by the end of July, assuming the FBI does not go forward with the criminal referral between now and then, Hillary Clinton will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. And I think what you're seeing already is the propaganda campaign is started. And expect to see more in what I call big lie media. The race has already started, and they're trying, there are different fronts, if you will. One is to develop a real warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling with Hillary Clinton. It's not going to work, but for those that are ignorant or delusional, it will work, and that's what they're counting on. Some people just don't care about politics and will believe the ads that you'll start seeing in the fall. You see, all campaigns, all political campaigns, they need money, they need organization, they need a message, momentum, and ambition, what I call mama. You need mama, and the more mama you have, the better. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party have the money, and they have the organization. Remember, the Clintons are more or less a political marriage, a rather open marriage, and they've been developing a network, not for a year or two, for decades. So it's a well-oiled political machine. They know their way around the block, and they have been soliciting money both legally and illegally. You see, part of the FBI investigation is looking into charitable contributions that were made to the Clinton Foundation. That is one area that why there's some information that has leaked. The details have not been forthcoming. They will be once the indictment is brought, if it is. And that's the point I'm trying to say. Now, the FBI has been taking its time. It's been very deliberate. The indication was, the end of last year, that it would be the early part of 2016. I'm talking the first quarter. That would have some development. We're almost through June, in other words, half the year, and we still have not seen, and you will hear it on the news, it'll be breaking news once it happens, that the FBI has sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department. But the Justice, whenever that happens, either before the convention, after the convention, or after the election, you got to understand the FBI cannot indict anybody, cannot charge or indict anybody. They gather the evidence. They investigate and gather the evidence. And they have a ton of evidence. When you have over 100, 150 agents split in at least two teams that we're aware of, one involving the emails and the other involving the Clinton Foundation, there's a lot of evidence. And they're obviously asking the people, the principals involved in this, and it's more than just Hillary Clinton, it's her immediate staff, are going to be questioned. And apparently at least one, Pagliano, has been given immunity. And that is getting the staff nervous, as well as Hillary Clinton. He obviously knows something that is highly incriminating, and they won't talk about this. This is one area where they shut up. And what's a little unusual, there are several people that are being questioned, and they all have the same lawyer. Usually, in cases like this, people have different lawyers. But not this time. What's going on is what in the Nixon Watergate situation is stonewalling. They're dragging it out and stonewalling. Now, the only thing the American people can do is wait to see when, if and when, the FBI is going to submit the criminal referral and then see what happens. The American people believe in the rule of law. Not everyone. They're criminals. There's evil in the world, and there are criminals that are predators that prey on people. And many times they get away with their crimes, sometimes for many, 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 many years. And what happens is, especially if they get away with it, they believe they're above the law, and because of that, they take risk. They don't believe they're going to be caught. And even if they're caught, they'll never be indicted. That's the case with both Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. But the American people do not believe anyone should be above the law. That's why I'm covering this. This is a rather fundamental issue. And what's dangerous about it, Hillary Clinton could get elected. And you would be electing someone guilty of serious crimes. Serious crimes. Now, what's developing is this, and it's coming out. It's no secret that Bill Clinton is a sex addict. He has told one of his lovers that he knew from an early age when he was a child that he's had more than 2,000 women. I think that number might be double by now. He has a problem. And the problem is he attacks or assaults and rapes women. That's what's going on here. Now, many women are, it's consensual. Probably the majority are consensual. But a significant minority aren't. And that poses a big political problem when you're running for governor of Arkansas as well as president of the United States. But he got away with it. Although it's public knowledge what Bill Clinton's problem is. And Bill Clinton is not running for president. I'm bringing it up for a reason. There's ample evidence that Hillary Clinton, together with Bill Clinton's supporters, went after the women that he attacked. And the way it's done is you hire a law firm who in turn hires investigators who try to intimidate these women. And it can get very rough and dangerous. And there have been books on this. You see, it's really Clinton's war on women. But it's both of them. Obviously, Bill Clinton would have preferred a consensual relationship, but if he couldn't get a consensual relationship, he would rape the women. Now, rape is hard to prove. Why? It's she said, he said. And the Clintons, being lawyers, understand that. Unless you have video and witnesses, and you usually don't, or seldom, the chances are you're going to get away with it. And Bill Clinton's been getting away with it for a long, long time. And that's why the behavior continues. He never was pursued by legal authorities because backing him up and covering up for his crimes was his wife and several of his political operatives. They knew if it ever came out in glorious detail, Bill and Hillary Clinton were done. They were history. But now many of the women that are sick of this are coming forward. So Hillary Clinton has a credibility problem. You'll listen to warm, fuzzy, comfortable videos praising the interest of Hillary Clinton's concern for children. And I'll take it at face value. I assume she did. But you're not seeing the other side. There's massive hypocrisy here. And why this is going to be an issue, and I think a big issue, is attitudes change over time. Today, the hot topic of discussion, and it's more than discussion, is the assault and rape on campus of women by men, college-age men. That's a hot topic. And a lot of the women are totally ignorant of the history of the Clintons. So they're going to see that history for the first time. And I think many of them will be revolted by it, disgusted by it. So Hillary Clinton has a woman's problem. I know she wants to be the first woman president, but this is the first woman president that really waged a war on women to make sure Bill succeeded so she could succeed. And she has. People covered up for him for decades, and they're still working for him. Oh, it's a conspiracy of silence, both in the Democratic Party and in the media. This is something that they won't go near with a 10-foot pole. Now, in and of itself, that's pretty bad. I would say that should, under normal situation, disqualify someone for higher office, especially the highest office that you can run for, President of the United States. But we're dealing with very ambitious people. Bill Clinton wanted to be president when he was a teenager. Most teenagers that I know didn't want to be president. They wanted to make the sports team or do well in school, get into a good college and pursue their education, get married. But it's rare that someone at very early age decides, that's what I want to be, President of the United States. Well, he succeeded. Remember, he was very much an unknown quantity outside of Arkansas. But he was a very astute, knowledgeable, charming person that could work a crowd, look you in the eye very directly, so you get the impression you're the only one in the world at that moment. But he was a manipulator, a sex addict that pursued women after women after women. And he had a wife and some of his supporters covering up that past. Oh, you got hints of it in 1992. And they would deny it, even when the women came forward. What you don't know of is the women that were assaulted, raped, and then intimidated through attorneys, private investigators, to not come forward. That's how they covered it up, intimidating people. And it's starting to come out right now. Will the big lie media cover it? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. What's new is we have a new generation. I'm not referring to baby boom generation. What I'm talking to is the millennials that were born between 1980 and 2000 that are totally unaware of this history. That's one of the reasons I'm giving this show. Now, I'm not just what the Clintons would say is this is ancient history. That's one of the tactics. Oh, this is old news. In other words, well, these are just trash. What story has been in the news lately? Bill Crosby? He was a very successful entertainer, had the top-rated show. And now we find out his history of drugging women and having sex with them. That's ancient history, too. You see, where you have power and money, you can use attorneys, private eyes, investigators to intimidate, bribe, in essence, shut up people that have or could have leverage on you. Make payoffs, provide them a job, whatever, as long as they go along and not revealed what happened. What I'm expecting is many women are going to come out of the woodwork on this one because they know what happened. They were assaulted and raped, taken advantage of by Bill Clinton, and when his wife found out about it, made sure that the women kept their mouths shut. That's what we're talking about here, intimidation, so it never saw the light of day. Keep in mind, I'm trying to be very clear here, most of the women involved with Clinton, not all though, most, it was consensual. Now, even though it was consensual, they didn't want the affairs, one-night stands, whatever, revealed. And as long as the women kept their mouths shut, no one really cared. It's only when they went public that they were confronted by the power and the money and the intimidation. This is only one aspect of the scandal that I'm talking about, and it is a scandal. The other aspect has a greater impact, and that is President of the United States, currently, was a big supporter of Planned Parenthood, and a potential future president of the United States, namely Hillary Clinton, is also a big supporter of Planned Parenthood. Such a supporter that she got the endorsement. And today she's making a speech to, guess who? Planned Parenthood. Let me just play a little bit of that speech, and I'm really just going to pick it up in progress. Anyway, here it is. I found what I was looking for. I can't play the whole speech. It's way too long. But this was a speech given today at Planned Parenthood by Hillary Clinton, and I'll pick it up in progress.
And here's another fact that doesn't get enough attention. Unintended pregnancy, teen pregnancy, and abortion rates are at all-time record lows.
that reality and studies confirm what Planned Parenthood knew all along. Accurate sex education and effective, affordable contraception work. And you know, it wasn't so long ago that Republicans and Democrats actually stood together on these issues. Back in the 90s, when I helped create the National Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy, I worked with Republicans to get it done. Now, things feel quite different now, don't they? Instead of working to continue the progress we've made, Republicans, led now by Donald Trump, are working to reverse it. When Donald Trump says, "Let's make America great again," that is code for "Let's take America backward." Back to a time when opportunity and dignity were reserved for some, not all. Back to the days when abortion was illegal, women had far fewer options, and life for too many women and girls was limited. Well, Donald, those days are over. We are not going to let Donald Trump or anyone else turn back the clock. And that means we've got to get to work. Because as you know better than anyone, right now across the country, rights that women should be able to take for granted are under attack. Any day now, the Supreme Court will rule on the Texas law that imposes burdensome and medically unnecessary requirements on abortion providers. If these restrictions are allowed to stand, 5.4 million women of reproductive age will be left with about 10 health centers that provide abortion in a state the size of France. It is the biggest challenge to Roe v. Wade in a generation. It's also yet another reminder of what's at stake on the Supreme Court. President Obama has done his job and nominated Merrick Garland to be the 9th Justice. It's time for the Senate Republicans to do their job. The Senate should give Judge Garland the hearing he deserves. Now, meanwhile, in just the first 3 months of 2016, states across the country introduced more than 400 restrictions on abortion. 11 states have defunded Planned Parenthood in the last year, cutting some women off from their only health care provider.
I'm going to interrupt there, and if you listen to past shows, I think you know where I'm coming from. But let me give you a little of my background. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm very much a classical liberal. I'm for limited government. And what has happened over time, the government is taking more and more of what used to be not a government function at all. What it's really, whether it's, for example, charity. One time it was up to the family, the friends, the local community, if someone was in the trouble, to support them. And it was done. Today, no. Food stamps is an example of that. If there is a social problem, the answer, and almost everyone is guilty of this, there should be a government program. Government should fund this. That's not the way it used to be. In other words, over time, and this is a period of roughly 125 years, the progressives, both in the Republican and the Democratic Party, Mrs. Clinton is correct on this, we have progressives in the Republican Party as well as progressives in the Democratic Party, have grown the role, the size, the scope of not government, of the state. I'm trying to make a distinction and be careful here. Now, most people refer to the government. Well, let the federal government handle it. If we have a problem, that's the answer, another federal program. In other words, have your tax money fund whatever program they want. What we're talking about here is federal tax money as well as state tax money, supporting Planned Parenthood. And we do it right now. And the majority of the money that Planned Parenthood earns is from abortions. And yes, Texas is trying to stop Planned Parenthood from doing that for the simple reason, sometimes both the life of the mother, mainly the mother, but also the child, is very much threatened. There's an emergency that the clinic can't handle. They're not equipped for. And that's what the state of Texas is trying to do, to make sure if you're going to go to an abortion clinic, wherever, that they have all the medical facilities, people that can handle an emergency like that. Now, I'm not doing justice to it, and I don't want to get into what Texas is doing, and there's a case. But the way the issue is being framed is the people in states across this land are attacking Planned Parenthood. Yes, they are, because what does Planned Parenthood do? They kill babies in the womb. That's what they're doing. They're murdering babies. I call it what they're doing. No one's against contraceptive. She's trying to, in the last election with Romney, they sprung a question on him. ABC George Stephanopoulos brought this up out of the blue, and Romney's like, who is trying to stop contraceptive in the United States? Maybe there's some churches and religions are, but it's certainly not the Republican Party. It came out of left field. They create a bogus issue here. You see, what they're not saying is they're trying to control population, especially the growth of blacks and Hispanics in this country, by aborting large disproportionate percentage of the abortions. 12-13% of U.S. population today is black. Roughly about the same number. Actually, it's more that are Hispanic. Yet, roughly a third to 35% of the abortions are blacks. And what we're talking about for blacks is nearly 365,000 abortions a year, 1,000 a day. It's less for Hispanics, but you add the two numbers together, and more than half the abortions in this country today are blacks and Hispanics. And I'm not surprised, because the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, a progressive that Hillary Clinton greatly admires and got the Margaret Sanger Award, was a big advocate of eugenics. In other words, divide people up into the fit and the unfit, where the unfit were not only people of color, but people of disabilities. Now, I'm not going to go over that history, but she's trying to say, and she's using code words, there's attack on women's health care. No, they're very concerned people, ethical people, religious people, that don't believe women have the right to kill babies, murder their own babies. They don't want to frame the question like that. Oh, it's just some material, like it's some dirt or it's a fetus. Yet if you look at ultrasound, you see rather early that it's clearly a human being. Today, over 50 million, I think it's over 55 million. I've lost track of the exact count. We've had over 55 million babies killed, human beings killed, in abortion clinics all over this country since Roe versus Wade. That is not a rare event. That is a common daily event. It cheapens human life. And who are the innocent, unprotected, and don't have rights? It's babies in the womb. And I and millions, hundreds of millions of Americans believe that human beings, even if in the womb, have rights. And unless a woman's health is actually threatened, they don't have a right to kill their babies in abortion clinics, whether it's run by Planned Parenthood or anyone else. There is great hypocrisy here, great hypocrisy. In other words, you're getting part of the story, the part of the story they want you to hear, and framed in the way they want you to hear it. The Republicans are waging a war on women. The Republicans are waging a war on women's health. No, they're not. No, they're not. In other words, Hillary Clinton is lying and deceiving you and trying to appear that she's the child's and women's best friend. Across this country today, approximately 3,000 babies were killed. 3,000 human beings. In a doctor's office, aided by a nurse. That's what we're talking about. No one is attacking women. No one is threatening the health of women, with the exception of Bill Clinton. He's attacking women and their health. And who covered it up and is still covering up? Hillary Clinton. It's no accident that far left, the progressives in this country, both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, support Planned Parenthood. And unfortunately, they have fooled the black population of this country into thinking that Obama and Clinton are their best friends, when in fact, they're killing black babies, and the unemployment rates amongst blacks, teenagers, even adults, is several times the national average. They haven't benefited the black population. And ultimately, eventually, I'm hoping that the blacks in the country wake up to the fact that the Democratic Party is not their friend, not their friend at all. But that requires big media to tell you what's going on, and they're not going to do it. They primarily toe the party line, the Democratic Party line, and don't expose the hypocrisies, the crimes, the black genocide that's going on across this country as I sit. I'm not surprised that after clinching the Democratic nomination, the first place she went is to Planned Parenthood. They're big supporters of Hillary Clinton because they know if the Democratic Party goes down to defeat, which I think they will, that this funding of human genocide, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, and whites, will stop. Yes, Planned Parenthood is under attack, and they should be under attack. Not women's health, Mrs. Clinton. What's under attack is the sad, tragic history of over 55 million Americans that never got the opportunity, the chance, to develop into full, productive human beings. Those are lives that were killed by other human beings and abetted by other human beings and by medical doctors. Yes, at one time across this nation, we had strong families and abortion was illegal because people of faith knew it was wrong, evil, to kill another human being. Today, it's done every day. And the people that are advocating it are Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the Democratic Party. They say they're for pro-choice, where the choice is you can either have a human being, have a child, or you can kill it in the womb. What's interesting, if you kill a child out of the womb, you will be prosecuted for homicide or murder. But as long as you kill it in the womb, it's okay. I don't find that acceptable at all. It strikes me as very odd that you have a great concern for children, but are morally blind to what you're doing when you kill a baby in the womb. And it is a human being. See, Planned Parenthood would like to stop people that are considering this from seeing a sonogram. Why? Because when you see the sonogram, you know it's a human being struggling, moving. That's why, yes, over time, the number of abortions have come down. But there's still hundreds of thousands being performed every year, close to a million. I hope this becomes an issue in this campaign. I don't think it will be, mainly because I don't think Donald Trump wants to make this an issue, because he's flip-flopped. At one time, he said he was for pro-choice, even though he hated abortions. Now, he saw the light and is pro-life. That's progress. But you see, I think what's happening in this country is the American people are waking up that as the state has gotten larger and larger and larger, I'm talking so you're not confused, the federal government, our centralized, huge federal government, what I call the state, is taking more and more of your money, borrowing more and more of your money. So in essence, you become dependent on the state. And that's what the progressives are all about. They are collectivist, statist. They want more and more power in the hands of the state. And by implication, that means they don't really care about the individual, especially a small baby in the womb. They don't care about individual rights. These people care first and foremost about power. That is what has driven Bill Clinton as well as Hillary Clinton. And in the process, given the policies and programs that they support have destroyed the lives of many people. Many women today regret having one or more abortions. And if they had to do it over again, would not have had it done. Hillary Clinton is a great enabler, as is Barack Obama, of the mass murder of millions of blacks. Now, there's a lot of people also responsible for it. What's necessary is to speak up, not remain silent, not be intimidated by political correctness. It takes courage to do that, because they will try to intimidate you. They will try to shut you up. They're afraid of the truth. They require lies and deceptions to try to convince you they're for you when they're not. They advocate these positions because they think that is the way to power, which means they fool a lot of people. They rely on your ignorance, your reluctance or inability to try to discover the truth, try to discover the facts, the history, what's going on here. The true believers in the Democratic Party that support Planned Parenthood, support government-run universal health care, so-called single payer, do not want the history, the statistics, and the cost of all that really exposed. Both the human cost, the psychological cost, and the fact that the reality is anything that the state runs, almost without exception. It's more expensive, it's run inefficiently, and a good example of that is health care for veterans. I'm a veteran. Spent 5 years in the Air Force. I volunteered. I wasn't drafted. I would never go to the Veterans Administration, and I have been there on a totally separate matter, nothing to do with me. That's an example of care, health care in this instance, taken over by the state, and it's failing. And both Democrats and Republicans are responsible for it. It's in the news today. It's a scandal. And you'll get politicians, oh, we're going to fix it, we're going to make it better. Why don't you permanently close the Veterans Administration and provide every veteran that, for example, was wounded, disabled, as a result of his service to his country, provide him with an insurance, health insurance, where he can go to any doctor, any hospital across this land, and the cost of his treatment be reimbursed. There's no earthly reason for the government to run health care for veterans. Now, the only proviso I will say, there are certain serious injuries, wounds, especially after they are released from the military, that would require a special hospital doctor situation. But the overwhelming majority of the health care provided by the so-called Veterans Administration can and is being done much better in the private sector by doctors and hospitals today. No one seems to, well, there are a few people advocating this. The late Milton Friedman did. He said, pay them off. And what he meant by that is you have that health insurance policy, and that enables a veteran to go to his local community and get treatment from a doctor of his choice, truly his choice, and go to a hospital of his choice where that health provider, whether it's a physician, a therapist, hospital, clinic, they want to service at the highest quality and promptly those veterans. Instead of having the veterans wait for months, sometimes years, to get treated. Very few people are talking about this. And that's just a symptom of the problem. The state has gotten so big, it's assumed that that's the answer. The Veterans Administration is the answer. No, it's not the answer. It's the problem. Government spending is out of control. This country is going broke. It is broke. Yet, the Democratic Party would put forward as the best candidate of all Democrats is Hillary Clinton, a person that is crooked, a liar, incompetent, progressive politician, that is a follower of a eugenics racist, that promotes herself as being a friend of women and children. Give me a break. The hypocrisy and fraud here is palpable, and I think the American people, come election day, will be rejecting Hillary Clinton. I don't trust Hillary Clinton, and I still don't trust Donald Trump. Donald Trump is better than Hillary Clinton, but I don't think either candidate are the best and brightest, nor are they the virtuous and wisest. They're both, incidentally, liberal Democrats at heart, and deep down believe in a large role for the state. I don't. The state today intervenes across this country and in countries abroad. It can't mind its own business. It's very much an anti-state. And what the people are asking is, first of all, be listened to, but more importantly, to be left alone and to keep their own money. You see, though, the Democrats, the Republicans, the progressives have a formula. I call it Santa Claus socialism. Vote for me, and I'll give you some free stuff. The problem is it's not free. You, the individual, lose your freedom. You also are taxed and lose your hard-earned income. And what happens is the friends and supporters of these candidates get access and get paid off for bribing these politicians. That's what's going on. It's a racket, folks. It's a racket. And you're the one that's being scammed. You're the one that's being taxed. And they're using the state to coerce you by taking your money and giving it to organizations like Planned Parenthood. Many Americans are revolted by that. Yes, that's the same Planned Parenthood that was selling baby parts, which the Democratic Party and much of the big lie media wanted off television and radio. Oh, it was a scandal. It was revolting. It was sickening. And this woman defended Planned Parenthood and compliments the president for her courage. Yes, courage in defending the indefensible, the killing of human beings. American citizens that are in the womb can and will be killed by the state because they permit it. Abortion should be an issue. Unfortunately, I doubt it will in this election because of the candidates. And the genocide, human genocide, continues. And Americans, unless they fight it and speak out, by remaining silent, are giving aid and comfort to evil in this country. No, I do not want Hillary Clinton as my president. She is just as bad as Barack Obama. They are both students of the radical Saul Alinsky, community organizer, and they've spent their entire life grasping, saying, cheating, scheming to get and keep power. That's the only thing they care about, to get power and keep power. And your only real recourse, and it's not much, is to not to vote for this November. This is not what Thomas Jefferson was writing in our Declaration of Independence about our natural rights under God for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I will add property as well. We are far from that. We live in a collectivist state dominated by a political oligarchy that has become an empire, an American empire. And like all empires, it will fall, and one big sign of it is how they treat human life and those that have no rights, and that is the unborn child in a womb. It does disgust me, but only people of goodwill that have concern for human life and will stand up and fight evil when they see it will stop it. So I was not surprised that Hillary Clinton today gave a speech to Planned Parenthood. I was unaware that she did until a couple of hours ago as I was preparing this. And I thought, how fitting, how fitting. When will people of faith, human beings across this country, put a stop to this evil and put a stop to the ambitions of Bill and Hillary Clinton? You need to speak out. You need to stand up. You need to make your views known. You need to protest. And it's up to you as an individual to do it. Make up your own mind. But what we're seeing slipping away in this country, we're no longer a republic under a constitution. The rule of law is fast being eliminated. And now we have the rule of man and the tyranny of two parties. It's not going to stop until men of principle form a new party and make sure that the people that are members of that party have integrity, character, and stop this aggregation and growth of a cancer called the state. The state is the enemy of the people, and it must be stopped, and the people that are trying to grow it need to be stopped peacefully at the ballot box. But it's not going to happen with these very much rigged political party primaries, and ambitious people wanting power, and in the process selling their souls to the highest bidder, the so-called donor class, and in the process ignoring the will, the concerns, the needs and wants of the American people. So you have to make a decision. What are you going to do? I give you a lot of information. I give you my opinion, but I also give you my show preparation, my notes, and you can get that by going to promptpops.wordpress.com. That's promptpops, promptpops.wordpress.com. And if you do go there, at the very top, you'll see a photograph of yours truly in the studio. But under that, you'll have links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. This is show 696. Next week will be a great milestone of 700. But under those links, you will have some of the material I looked at, considered in preparing this show. Cartoons, charts, photographs, YouTube videos, articles. And I could have added a lot more material. I'll even add probably a few more before I post this, and it'll probably be posted by 10 o'clock tonight for sure. So I wish you a good weekend. I think I've left you with a lot to think about. And now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. And KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.